So all week long, we're looking at the practical consequences of that tough new law aimed at undocumented immigrants signed last week by the governor in Arizona. Here's President Obama admitting that Arizona may have chosen to act because the federal government on immigration reform policy hasn't.
Indeed, our failure to act responsibly at the federal level will only open the door to irresponsibility by others. And that includes, for example, the recent efforts in Arizona, which threatened to undermine basic notions of fairness that we cherish as Americans, as well as the trust between police and their communities that is so crucial to keeping us safe.
There's the president talking about a basic notion of fairness that the Arizona law seems to threaten in some way. Let's focus on the basic notion of fairness that the president evoked in that response to the Arizona law. Paul Butler joins us, a law professor at George Washington University. He's the author of Let's Get Free, A Hip-Hop Theory of Justice. He's also a former federal prosecutor. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, John.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. Ted Ruthizer is also with us. He's a partner and co-head of the Business Immigration Group at Kramer, Levin, Naftalis, and Frankel, a law firm in New York. Ted, good morning.
Good morning.
So, counselors, let's talk about this basic notion of fairness. Is that including the presumption of innocence and that if you're on the street, then you are declared reasonably suspicious by a police officer in the state of Arizona under this law? Do you suddenly have a burden to prove that you're a citizen?
Well, first off, it's not the citizen we're talking about. It's talking about a much more difficult to determine concept of whether somebody is authorized to be in the United States. And that's a judgment that, you know, even if there were such a thing as a card that says legal versus illegal, it's not easy to decipher because there's a lot of gray area there. But So that would be my comment on that. That number one, it's not so much a burden shifting as, you know, what are we talking about here? How is one going to be making these determinations?
Well, assuming that the state of Arizona comes up with a test where certain documents actually pass the test of determining whether you are a documented alien in the United States or a documented immigrant in the United States, is the shifting of the burden a significant legal issue, Ted Ruthizer?
Well, again, I don't think it's so much the shifting of the burden. What it is that it doesn't say that the law doesn't allow some police now to just stop somebody because they said, well, you know, you look foreign and you're speaking with an accent. There's got to be some articulable basis, and it can't be just on the basis of appearance or accent. So what basis is there going to be? I mean, there's really no way that this law can be fairly applied.
Well, Paul Butler, let's look at precedents. There are checkpoints for drunk drivers on roads. There are various kinds of encounters with the state where you do have to satisfy some test. Does this law, fall into that category in some way, Paul Butler?
And not really, John. You know, Arizona got this standard reasonable suspicion from the Supreme Court case. It's not just immigration, but really any crime. The police have the authority to detain you briefly to investigate. And this is the same law that authorizes racial profiling. So when the president talked about this distrust between citizens and the police, you know, he was thinking about places like New York, where some officers have really relied on this authority to stop citizens, and especially in communities of color, it just caused so much distrust of the police.
Well, but Paul Butler, let's talk about the legal standing there for a moment. I mean, in some ways, the powers that are envisioned for Arizona police are the same that federal border officers have, where they can pretty much ask people for papers if they encounter someone on the border. How is it different?
Well, you know, the border is this special situation in which the Supreme Court has said there are exceptions to requirements of the Fourth Amendment. But, you know, typically we haven't had these kinds of exceptions just on the street. We have this idea about civil rights and civil liberties in the United States where, you know, as long as you're minding your own business, you have the right to be left alone. And that's what this law seems to change.
Ted Ruthizer of the Business Immigration Group at Kramer, Levin, Naftalis, and Frankel, does this open the state up for a number of lawsuits from civil rights groups and other groups?
No, absolutely. And what I think is going to happen also you know, when somebody is stopped, let's say that they're speaking Spanish and the police officer decides, oh, this is a likely suspect here, let me go and make further inquiry, and arrest the person because the person says, I don't know what papers you're talking about, and goes to criminal court. Well, those charges would likely be dismissed because a defense counsel, criminal defense counsel, would say you had no reasonable basis. The real question comes in, all right, but what happens on the immigration side? Because the person has now declared himself to say, I don't have any papers, or I don't have any status here. What's going to happen in a removal proceeding? And I think what you're going to be seeing is you're going to be seeing immigration counsel making motions to suppress that evidence and to dismiss the immigration charges because of the taint of the illegality.
But both of you are pushing back pretty strongly on this law. I mean, there is a chance, Paul Butler, that this law could stand and that basically the border area becomes a unique domain of American jurisprudence and American law enforcement practice.
John, with this court, a big-time chance. You know, John Roberts was a law clerk when the Supreme Court heard one of these border cases, which kids in Texas weren't even allowed to go to school if they were undocumented. The court ruled 5-4 against that. John Roberts, not on the court then, wrote a memo saying he didn't agree with that opinion. And so now he's the Chief Justice. We'll see what he does when the Supreme Court gets this case.
So there's a chance that the pendulum is on the side of the Arizona law if you look at the Supreme Court, even if, in terms of immigration attorneys, Ted Ruthizer, there's going to be a lot of pushback, right? Very quickly before we go?
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be a lot of pushback. But I would be very surprised if this law ever sees the light of day. I mean,
right.
I am reasonably confident it's going to be blocked by a court.
Well, at the very least, it certainly moved immigration policy debates along in Washington. Ted Ruthizer is a partner and co-head of a business immigration group in New York. And Paul Butler is a law professor at George Washington University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.